Trash to Cash podcast, episode 126. Wow. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave, the ADH guy. With me, as always, is Carrie, the American Arbitrage. Hello. And over there on that couch is Kevin, the common wealthy picker. Carrie, they wanted us to redo the kiss scene, but I don't know.
This time it's too close for comfort.
Hey. So, hey, welcome to, where are we?
Where are we?
Perry, North Carolina.
Where are we? Perry.
Atlanta, Georgia. We're in Georgia.
We're Georgia. Near Macon.
Georgia. We're near
Atlanta.
The AM breakfast picker's homeland
yeah.
of Georgia.
Breakfast pickers.
Yeah,
breakfast
He's from picker. Texas. One time he was not invited to a live recording of the podcast. He's still bitter about it. He's upset. He talks about it every day. He's here, guys. He's
here. He paid for the Airbnb, though, so that helps.
You see him? Oh, AM there picker. We go. Breakfast picker. Anyway, so Death Pile Picker's here.
Yeah.
With Rod picking and punching. With Dawn, Lady Arbitrage.
Lady Arbitrage.
Lady Arbitrage is the star of the weekend so far. You agree?
Yeah, she's found the most stuff.
Carrie is doing good, too. He's doing good.
I spent a lot of money. I spent an uncomfortable amount of money on sports cards. But I enjoyed it.
That what?
I think AM Picker is the star of the show for us. Yeah.
Why is that? Because he did all the work and bought nothing?
Yeah.
Did everything for you?
It was perfect and nice. I run interference a little bit and find stuff. And
can you tell us a bit?
I can pet dogs.
Can I tell you, Kevin is like so stuck in this idea that picking is like a big competition. And a lot of you guys watching are too.
Oh, get out of here.
A lot of you guys are that way too. It's about the vibes. We're just happy to be here. Look how laid back I am right now. Lay back a little. Come on, this is a laid back episode. You know, we're just chilling.
Yeah.
Kevin, just do a little lay. He's already laid
I'm
back.
I'm laid
he
back.
Pretty
I'm
good. Yeah.
I'm a laid back guy.
He's a California boy with a fake Southern accent.
Wouldn't you say we're just happy to be here?
Yeah, I think we're happy to be
this
here.
This is Dave's way of saying that he found good stuff.
That's not true.
It's not about the stuff
here's the thing.
We found. It's about
here's the thing.
The vibes
see, it's
we
not
felt.
Competitive unless Dave... If Dave wins, then you shouldn't be competitive. If
you can't
if
win
Dave
if you weren't
it.
Trying, Kev. Exactly. Just because you're perceiving it as some contest that I won doesn't mean it's true.
Time is an illusion, Kevin.
I'm here about the vibes. I'm here to just look at stuff that people are selling.
In 100 years, it's not going to matter, Kevin.
In all honesty, though, I wouldn't have bought half the stuff that Dave bought.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's true.
I wouldn't have either.
They're just like not into the whole McDonald's toy scene.
Yeah, I'm not
but
buying 2023 McDonald's toys by the case. What are you doing?
They were new and sealed,
they
though.
They were new sealed. They were. I do have questions.
I like how he's like, the Kevin one's worth the most, and then everyone I saw was not the Kevin one.
Well, my question is, how did the seller get them?
Yeah,
that's
a good
question.
That is a good question.
Hey, if we had like
we're not a
backup
pawn shop,
squad,
we don't have to ask.
So a backup squad that was super helpful,
title,
which we do. We do have a super helpful backup squad. And I'm going to say this quickly.
Yeah.
They could turn on the AC for us because it is very hot in here.
It is very
maybe
hot.
If somebody paid their Airbnb bill, that AC would be turned on quicker.
True. Okay, what were we going to say about title?
I was going to say the title of this could be buying stolen merchandise at the Peaches to Beaches.
It's like 5D. Going on here. We got all this, like...
So many cameras.
So many cameras. No, listen, we don't know for
that's
sure.
That's just in Kevin's
stolen.
Room.
It might have been stolen.
Yeah. It might have been, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Rod's
good.
Asking us if
Rod's,
we want him
Rod's
to dance with
me.
His shirt off while we record. We're like,
take
yeah,
your shirt
like,
off, Rod.
Go for it.
Hey,
Rod,
dance for
give us a show. Where are the grapes, Mike? And the big leaves to fan us.
The scoundrel. Sweat upon me.
Kevin's rubbing off on us.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, listen, we had a fun day. Pickens, day one of the Atlanta Peaches to Beaches, Florida.
Peaches
does it
beaches.
Go into Florida at all,
I
Mike?
I've seen neither a peach
no,
or
just
a
Atlanta.
Beach so far. I've seen neither.
Mm-hmm. Well, some call me a peach.
Well, you're my Georgia peach.
We met a bunch of cool people today. I met the Georgia picker, Kev.
Yeah.
The Georgia picker.
Georgia picker, Brandon. Yeah, Brandon.
I don't know who the Georgia picker is.
Well, maybe you should. I mean, that just shows that you
don't
care
about
people.
He's from Texas.
He's
one of the few that moves and doesn't change his name. He's from Texas.
Is he really?
He's based out of Texas.
Did he say that?
Sure.
I don't think he said that. I think he's
based out of Texas.
Very confused.
Yeah.
No, we met him. And, dude, it was so funny because I've always had this theory that YouTube pushes you, and maybe it's a provable theory, I don't know, to where you're located, right? My top viewers are Florida, like quantity of viewers. Most of them are in Florida. Kevin's might be like Florida and California because Virginia's
most
not
of
as
mine,
big, but I bet Virginia's up there.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's going to be California, Florida, New York, Texas, because that's where the population
but
is.
Virginia,
but if you're looking at per capita,
you go to the underground in Vegas, it's pretty much exclusively my content.
That's the tunnel with the mole people?
Yeah, the mole people love my stuff.
You fit in.
Seriously, I just blend in.
My point being that Brandon, the Georgia picker,
everyone
was saying, have you seen the Georgia picker yet? Have you? Oh, I just saw the Georgia picker.
Really?
The Georgia picker's out
somebody
here.
Somebody
like,
said right away,
I saw.
He got all the good stuff. like that.
Yeah, Georgia know? Pickers already getting all the good stuff. Hey, like, that's y'all. The kind of stuff we were hearing today. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was.
So yeah, you definitely get promoted more in your area, which is why Mike gets frequently viewed by funeral homes and things like that, the death pile picker.
That's true.
And sadly, most of his audience is dead. Yeah. But that's okay. You're doing
or,
good, Mike.
Or bots.
Oh, my God.
Or bots. Bot. Yes. So, Kevin, listen. No, me and Carrie this morning, we were just like, Kevin gets all competitive. He wants to see our buys, make sure he's getting better stuff than us.
Just a quick question before we get into that. What are the chances before this episode gets put out that a cryptocurrency website's going to take over this page?
It's very
What's
possible.
The over-under?
Well, we got a sponsorship offer, and I'm accepting.
Take it.
There's
the
several PDFs with several links that I'll be clicking. So.
Click
anything
all.
For a little Skrilla.
Yeah, we need it, guys. We just bought way too many cannolis.
Nothing like joking about somebody's livelihood. Leave
he's
it
got
to
another
you
channel.
Guys.
And
they're going to fix it.
And apparently fix a it. Business that's failing, because I saw a thumbnail where he was beat up in it.
Was that Heckin' Steve?
No, that was his own thumbnail. He put
yo,
he literally
retro
Photoshopped
the
bruises and Band-Aids
guys
on his
in
face.
All of YouTube.
Hey, Context. I'm the Context, guys. Retro Rick's channel got hacked. We like Retro Rick. Great guy.
We do.
We would like for him to get his channel back, but it did happen.
This is why you got to get big on Pinterest so you don't have to rely on YouTube money.
Yeah, and Snap. Snapper-oody-doody. No, so me and Kara were like, he's so competitive, like, and he's always out there. He, like, goes so fast. He intentionally, like, veers off so he's not running into us. If he sees us, he'll get in the car and be like, Mike, we just ran into them. Drive 3 miles up so that we're way ahead of them.
Did
right,
I
Mike?
Say that
Mike's
one
nodding
time
over
today?
There. Yeah,
did
okay,
I say we need to get ahead
of
Dave and Kara?
Right?
Kevin's like a college athlete that's, like, 30 years past his
this
prime.
Is all
super fast. We didn't want to upset him. We decided anytime he asks us how we're doing, we're just say we're just here for we're just happy to be here.
We're just happy to be here because we are
happy to be here. That's
happy
it.
To be here.
Whose alarm is going off?
Rod's.
Rod.
Come on, Rod. It's a professional show.
Listen, I'll
Mike,
tell
you
what.
Gotta go put the steroids in his butt cheek. It's time.
Ooh, that's it's a good time. One, Carrie.
I'll do it.
That's
later.
A zinger.
Carrie, all the viewers love Carrie for his witty
commentary. That was
witty
a good
commentary.
Zinger. I like that one. Normally I don't hear them, but that one I loved it. Well done.
Thank you.
But they did do well today, and I was happy for them. I wanted them to do well. That's why I wondered how you were doing. I wasn't wondering how you're doing because I have to beat Dave. Although I think I did say once or twice in the car when I could get a word in edgewise. These two bicker like they're a married couple. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Were you in the car with us at some point?
I mean, I wanted to be at one point.
Yeah, but you just said when you were with us in the car.
No, when I was with these two guys, not these two guys. When I was with A.M. Picker and with Picking and
Punch. Gosh, don't even know your friend's name.
What did you say? You said what?
They just argue the whole time.
Oh, these ones were
those
I was
two.
Like, me and Carrie don't fight.
No.
Dawn and Carrie fight nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
About the stupidest crap, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, well, it's like, it's so funny because it is kind of like, I imagine Kevin and Heather, where like, Heather will say something, Kevin will be like, what? And she'll be like, and she'll say it again, and Kevin will be like, what? Because he's like distracted.
Yeah.
And then third time, Heather's just ticked off. She's like, Kevin, listen to me. I'm saying you need to wash your butthole or whatever it is. Right? It just smells terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Heard that.
That's like Carrie and Dawn because both of them are constantly on TikTok, so they're not
listening
to each other. So it's just constantly starting fights.
Dawn's
like,
on usually TikTok starts right out whispering something lovingly and ends up hitting me.
She says it
head.
Very clearly for me who's not engrossed in TikTok, right? And so I hear what Dawn says, and then Carrie says, huh? And then Dawn says it again, and Carrie's still not listening. He's like, huh?
He's not engrossed on TikTok.
I'm driving.
Because we're busy
I'm driving,
doing a live on Trash to Cash while he's driving.
Well, then the third time, Dawn's angry, and so she like snaps, and then Carrie snaps back. I mean, you might as well be married.
Lovingly.
And then the same happens the other way. Like, Carrie will be talking to Dawn, and she's like watching 6,000 TikToks. And
Dawn.
TikTok is
Dawn's
hurting
watching TikTok right now.
She's not listening right now.
No.
But listen, their arguing caused us to miss the spot that you guys spent 2.5 hours at.
That place was great.
They were arguing. I'm like, hey, look at this place over here, guys.
This place is
awesome.
Great.
We should go
You're
over
on your
here.
Phone all the time. Shut up,
and they're arguing, and it's like,
okay, let me say something about this spot. So we found this spot, right? And we get there, and you know, it looks a bit like a tent village. Which I
heard about it from somebody.
No, not this spot.
Oh,
not,
oh this
no,
is
no,
a
no.
spot.
Yeah, so it's a tent village, and I'm like, okay, you're thinking of the church. The church was terrible. There was nothing.
No, I'm thinking about they told us to go to.
The
we were
oh,
looking
you're right.
for the U-Haul.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay,
so
that's
I was
correct.
Right.
You are
Mark
right.
It
you are
down.
Right. I thought, yeah, okay, so. Yeah, I thought you meant Kayla. Kayla told me
what
about this
church.
What do I do
with my hands?
Put them in your pants.
Okay.
or yeah, whatever you want. No, so we're at this church, which is terrible, and someone came in and said, carry their sports cards, like three miles up, look for the U-Haul. And so I know Kerry gets all fussy. He was already getting all fussy because he wasn't finding anything. No, not yet.
No, that didn't happen.
You had to pee a lot today. You might want to get that checked.
Yeah,
We could have had another pants peeing video that does so well on this channel.
I say, okay, we got to rush and get to the card thing. Like, we're going to drive by everything, guys. Don't get upset, but Kerry needs cards. Let's go.
Yes.
So we go down there, and the card guy's not there.
Nope.
Back out card guy.
What a
basically,
douche.
Right? Yeah. Skadoosh. No.
Skadoosh.
He wasn't there. And so, like, I'm shopping and Carrie's getting crankier. Dawn's shopping and Dawn's finding good stuff.
Dawn's finding great stuff.
Is that where you found all the vintage shirts, that lady and the guy?
Dawn's finding stuff taped under tables. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how
she does it.
It
is pretty amazing. But she's finding all these vintage shirts. I'm buying, like, loads of brand new car parts in the box. And Carrie's just, like, pouting. He's just pouting around the building, outside.
I stomp around till I find something.
And so he's all cranky, and he starts, like, so me and Dawn are still looking, and, you know, I go, I find some what is that called, Danbury Mint stuff. Dawn's still shopping. Me and her are just killing it at this place.
I helped her find a lot of stuff.
And Kerry was helping a little. But we get to this one, which is, like, a garage, and me and Dawn go in there, I'm like, holy crap, this is, like, untouched, and there's tons of Disney stuff.
Who was in the back of the garage picking when you arrived?
And Kerry goes in, too, and Kerry starts finding some stuff, but then...
Keep
it down, Kevin. We're talking.
This is a story for you to listen to, because I'm actually telling you this story.
All right.
So I'm hearing this rumbling from Dawn. She's like, Kerry's really upset. He really has to go to the bathroom. He's really got to go to the bathroom. Kerry's really got to pee, Dave. And I'm like, all right, I'm going. But I keep finding stuff. She's like, yeah, he really has to go.
I was about to explode with urine.
He's like, he was losing it. Like,
here's a title for the podcast. It was about to be a golden shower at the flea market.
Okay.
Oh,
but you drank so much it was actually clear urine, I understand. But anyways, Kevin. He's whining like a baby because the card guy never showed up, right? Whining like a baby. You guys got to leave.
I was handling it like a man.
Me and Dawn were having a fantastic time. We're basically at the honey hole.
They basically wanted a babysitter for Kerry so they could have free
reign. So we get in the car. We get in the car and Dawn's like, oh, look, the card guy's back.
Mr.
Peabody, who's yelling at us like, oh, okay, hops out and goes to the freaking card guy for an hour and 20 minutes.
No. My exact words was, oh, F word, because I wanted to pee, but I had to go do it. It's part of my thing. It's my shtick.
So he goes and he somehow finds the strength to hold his bladder for over an hour while me and Dawn were like rushing to get him out of there. Then Kevin had to drive 10 to 15 minutes back to the bathroom. But of course,
why couldn't you give him the key?
Kerry spent all the money that they had on these cards that aren't even worth anything. He's literally going to lose hundreds of dollars. And so we had to go get more cash because Dawn wanted to keep making a profit. It's basically
how
it
happened. I should clear at least $50 profit.
But they're great cards.
No, they're. I don't know. I got to break it down. I think I didn't do great, but I did okay. It was good.
Kevin, after you do a buy, so Kevin's different. Mm-hmm. I've seen Kevin do a buy. Kevin does a buy. I'm happy to be here, too. Kevin does a buy. Like, he'll buy a bottle of water, Diet Dr. Pepper, and he'll be like, yeah, that's going to be $600.
Yeah,
like,
every time.
Like, no matter what it is, it's like an amazing profit.
Kerry,
after he does a buy, he's like, what did I do?
Yeah.
So upset. Why did I buy that? Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's the funny thing.
Buyer's remorse.
I immediately was picking it apart. Yeah. You were, too, though.
So
you were
it was
a
close
worried.
To a back-out car guy.
Yeah, that wasn't smart.
Close to a back-out car guy.
Go ahead. Tell us your story of you and Mike and Rod.
Well, I chose Mike and Rod to go with.
He did choose them.
Because they are generous.
Uh-huh.
Dave would not, like, oh, this is awesome, fine. Hey, would you like this? You know, whatever.
What bullcrap? You know? Literally yesterday I gave him a bunch
Dave
of all-over print
never do
shirts.
That.
Yeah.
Only because he wasn't filming.
I literally
just
was
saying,
filming.
Only because he wasn't
was filming.
So Rod is very generous.
Filming.
Like, me and Rod were fighting over deals like, no, you take it. No, you take it. No, you. We had Danbury.
Rod
we
is
had
overly nice. I agree with that.
Awesome finds. Although the one nice find that Mike had kind of like pointed out and came back there, he didn't say, hey, you want to split this deal on that one. But every other deal, Rod wants to do that one. You know, he wants to split it. We flipped a coin, actually, for some really nice stuff today. And Mike, of course, is the most generous of all. Which is why I chose to pick with him, because Dawn is like off the charts. She's ferocious. She's like, you'd be amazed at how fast she is out there. She's not giving up her finds to nobody.
The thing is, Mike would do almost anything to make Kevin like him and accept him.
Exactly.
Like, literally anything. Like, he's He's the sad puppy dog who loves Kevin so much. Yeah. He's like, Kevin, please pet me behind me.
Yeah, he's like, am I doing good, Kevin? Am I doing good?
Mike, you just gave me $3,000 worth of Darn It dolls. I like you now. Exactly. And he's like, I hope you like me next time. And yeah, Kevin's like,
not be like Wallen number 15. Can I stay?
Kevin's like, find me more Darn It dolls and we'll keep liking you.
I just like to be picking with people that are really just, you know, chill.
Doing everything for him.
I will give Dave credit. Yesterday he did I gave him scuttle about and be like, hey, buy these. Actually, he was spending my money, basically. He'll buy them.
Yep. Basically, Kevin needs to buy these.
They were a good buy, though. I bought some awesome t-shirts. So,
listen, I actually didn't even ask. Kevin probably noticed. I didn't even ask if we could go with him or meet up with him. Like, I don't care. No. I've siphoned off as many of his viewers.
If he could go with Rod.
I siphoned off as many. It's because Rod's awesome, and Rod gives me a bunch of stuff, and he's super nice.
I grabbed onto as much coattail as I can. It's all ripped off.
Yeah, there's nothing else I can siphon off Kevin's fame. Like, at this point, we just got to be friends to be friends. Mike is still our friends to kind of suck off of our... Mm-hmm. Our channels, but you know.
Rod's just happy to be here.
Rod's just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
Rod, aren't you just happy to be here?
I'm happy to be here.
He's happy to be here. Now that he's got his steroids, he's good to go.
Yeah, dude.
He's swelling up over
like
there.
That, dude.
He was really fussy.
Like that. Yeah, before, man. He punched a hole
allegedly,
in the Airbnb.
Allegedly. The word is, he said, I asked him about steroids. He said he can't afford them, never has been able to, so.
I will say the rumors are true about Rod, if you've heard these rumors about picking and punching over there. He finds a bunch of stuff. Then he finds the best stuff out of the stuff he found, and he puts it at the very bottom of the box.
Is that true?
Yes, totally true. Wow. Totally true. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Allegations.
Subscribe.
And I saw him pocket a few things, too.
He was stealing stuff.
No, just kidding.
What the
of course it's not true.
Wow, that's bad.
But there was one place we went to with a guard dog today. They had everything fenced off their yard, so you could only come in their yard one direction.
Did you park in their yard?
No, I wanted to park on the side of the road. My strategy, parking-wise, this is a good topic.
Yeah, great topic.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is what people want to hear. The strategy is to park on the same side of the road that you will take off on. I've tried to express this to Mike.
Take what do you be taking off?
If you're gonna, if you're going this direction, you want to park on the right side of the road. Just pull off and walk a little extra, and then go. But Mike wants to do U-turns, go up in the driveway. Make 2-point turns to come out, and it's just ridiculous. Just park in a place that's easiest to leave is where we want to be.
Aren't all turns 2-point turns? Just like
No, you could do a 1-point turn.
Just a kind turn. Of a loop.
Yeah, that's true. But, Kevin, I don't know. I didn't actually put thought into it. It's like when he puts thought into polymailer sizes and the
stuff's
5 cents.
Stuff's important.
He can save.
You got to think on
scale. I just
scale
drive
here.
And try not to kill anyone, and then when I land that plane.
Bottoms
I'm
out,
like, you're all
out.
Alive. Hallelujah.
Any pothole, any unevenness in a driveway, he bottoms out the van every time.
I would love like a just, you know, the word, remember when you ripped off all your viewers, right? And you got them to buy a piece of the shed. And then you
buy which one?
Yeah, the supply.
Oh my
supply
gosh.
Hut. But he gets them to buy his supply hut. I bought it. And instead of actually like putting, you know, bricks on there with their name.
He creates
like a name bubble thing where like whichever name.
In person.
Whichever
I'm
name.
Zoom in. You know, the ending of my videos, I go a little music behind that. Next video I'm going to zoom in Dave's name. And then zoom out with music behind
which
it.
Which is
that
really
makes you happy?
Only one Dave on there.
No, there's like
it
seven
for every
Dave. Well, that's true.
So instead of actually getting like a brick or a piece of the shed, he just went to Photoshop and
how much did you contribute?
Something with his
like
laser
150.
Oh,
bucks.
Please! There's
you don't
know way.
Go look at your. Go look at your.
I bet you the frame. I bet
so
you.
So let's get down to it.
Frame too.
Why did you contribute that much?
I contributed that much to get some of your viewers, and it worked. And I'm done getting them. So I can be honest now.
It's like what you did with. Lonnie.
Like what you did with Lonnie.
Oh my gosh! You're
what
in
sucking
the world?
His viewers out of him.
Oh my.
Anyways, okay, so he scams everyone and gets him to buy a piece of his shed.
Gosh,
anyways, all that was just to say he did this really not very cool but interesting thing where like the name who donated the most is the biggest and the boldest, right? Yeah. So if we had that from when we drove, when I drive or Carrie drives, OMG would probably be Dawn's biggest word, or we're gonna die. What do you think? Like, she does not like our driving, and
no,
I can't blame her.
No, we're not good. I mean, we're different. She doesn't let me drive much. You've actually, Kevin's been
me
with
drive,
me driving.
Yeah.
I'm not
I'm
as
still
bad
here.
As people say. I'm not. We're like, alive. I shouldn't have a license, but I'm not that bad.
Well, you don't wear your glasses, and you don't see very well. So it would be good. He gets to my house a month after his last visit. He's like, "Any chance you have my glasses here?" Dude, it's been a month. How come you haven't asked me 3 weeks ago?
Well, I just was figuring when next time I'm in town, I'll see if you got them.
I didn't have them.
So, yeah, I can't see.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm assuming there's cameras in front of
us. So Mike drives you around. You found some stuff. Yesterday, how long did you pick? Because you said you did better yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know if I did better. I did the same, but I had lower expectations than I had for today. And then you did well, and then that kind of made me think I did worse. But really, going through what I did, we did pretty darn good. Rod did well. Mike didn't pick. He's moving, so he didn't pick, which was really nice. Thank you, Mike.
It's like Uncle Steve. When Uncle Steve's with Kevin. As long as someone's here to do everything for Kevin, Kevin is happy.
It's true.
Whereas we're just happy to be
here. I will say, when these videos come out, it will come off like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be more fuel for the fire, because it's definitely what it's going to come off of. Especially
kind of
the last
reality
sale.
Sometimes, though.
Huh?
Do you ever think people perceive this about you because it's the reality?
Maybe. How many, it's possible. It's very possible.
So as far as these sales go, I want to say these 100-mile yard sales. When I first went with Kevin, I complained the whole time, fussy little baby Dave.
Little baby Dave.
I've kind of grown into him a little bit because I do so much flea markets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people, they say, go to the 100-mile sale. This is what was told to me. Go to the 100-mile sale and then find the sales off the road and go to those. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I like the tent villages. Like, I do. Like,
do.
The flea market has trained me to be fine with the tent villages.
Well, but all tent villages.
$15 for an item worth 10 on eBay, and I want to sell it on Whatnot for $5.
No, you've just
got
to, it's like being a handler, right, for the CIA. You got to be a handler of flea market people.
Exactly.
Rod is a professional at this, right? Like, once you know how to handle flea market people,
but
it's cake.
And I talked to you about this before. There's two different kinds of tent cities, and inside of those tent cities, there's different kind of vendors. Yeah. It's where they're sourcing from. If they're specialized into a certain category, those aren't the ones you want to go to.
Yeah, like
you want the storage auction people who are unloading merchandise, and you'll find them in tent villages.
You don't want
the
people making Georgia Bulldog merch out of, like, steel that they
crocheted plushies.
Yeah, you don't want crocheted plushies. They spend a lot of time on those, and they're still not worth anything.
They're still,
but they spend a lot of time on them.
So they're selling them for $3. Like, you probably spent 8 hours that. You're selling them for $3.
I don't know math, but that's like 16
seems
cents
like
an hour.
A bad call.
Yeah.
But no,
seems
so,
like Carrie's card model to
my
me.
My point is that almost all these tent villages seem to have, like, one or two of those storage.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Right? Like, we took Dawn to one, and me and Carrie went off to run into all the flea market people.
Yeah.
Dawn happened to find at that one the storage unit person.
Yeah.
And a storage unit person, every tote, $1
in
every item.
Yeah.
And Dawn filled a giant tote with great items.
Yeah.
I found, again, you know, you can find stuff at the expensive flea market people. I found, like, a fiber optic lamp that sells for $60 for $5. So I got something.
That he'll never list.
No,
I walked off.
That matter, he won't list it because it'll break. I saw how they.
I might break it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You almost broke it when I was watching what you were doing.
What about, you peed a lot.
I've been. So I.
Tent cities have the porta potties, which is nice.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Tell us about the peeing, because he has a germ thing and he's going into porta potties.
Oh, no, these were some messed up, like, backwoods toilets and restrooms.
Backwoods? What's wrong with backwoods?
The poop was at the top of the bowl. It was over the bowl.
Yeah, no, there was just, like, puddles of urine around the toilets.
It's weird.
Was, like, none of the toilets worked. They were out of toilet paper. There was no soap.
Yeah.
One ply.
They didn't even have a dude offering you a towel like I'm accustomed to in Vegas.
He's very fancy.
How many
care if it's a single toilet bathroom. There should be a dude in the corner with a towel.
Carrie does not poop in his own house. He's got all those nice casinos.
Dude, I literally... Before the pandemic, I didn't like to poop in my house. I used to like to go out and on the town and poop somewhere.
That's weird. Go, Kevin.
I'm not even joking. It's the truth.
I don't even know what I was thinking. Oh, I was thinking this. So we met tons of folks today, and if it was one person, it had to be half a dozen. Oh, we met Dave. He didn't have a sticker.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't have a sticker. But I did have a really good moment that actually made me feel pretty good. So guys, you know, take notes. This is cool. I'm at this booth and everything's way overpriced. And they asked if we were, you know, filming. And we said, yeah, we have channels. And, like, they made fun of Carrie's channel name because it was confusing. Remember, she was like, what? What are you saying? Like, they weren't impressed. They were very obviously not impressed.
They did think I was
idiots.
The cutest of the three of us.
They,
seems to be everybody's saying lately.
So they think we're morons, which we are. Let's be real. We are morons. But then as I'm at their table, two groups of people come up and ask me for a picture. Oh, wow. And I'm just like, yeah. You think I'm an idiot now, lady? you know, rarely do I care.
We're very famous to a specific niche.
We're very famous.
We had one. Me and Ron and Mike ran a sale, and there was nothing there at that sale, which I like to have something there at the sale when I meet somebody, because you just can't put like people's videos in when you're not buying.
Yeah,
anything.
It ends up being like just a meet and greet show.
Right. And this lady wanted a picture. Very nice lady. If you're out there listening, I think she's actually a podcast listener. She said so. She wanted a picture. So she got the person having the yard sale to get up and take the picture of me and Rod and Mike and her and her husband, all of us in there. So it was a nice moment. And one time, Rod, we're walking out of that sale. You bought those records, and somebody's gushing over Rod and wants a picture, picking and punching. And I'm like, man, this is brutal.
Did she have Kevin take the picture?
No, she didn't. But I purposely waited right by there to see if they recognized me to make sure they did.
He gets upset if you don't recognize him.
Yeah, exactly.
Him.
Who do they think you are? Like,
I shook two people's hand today that I thought knew who I was. They had no idea.
Was that the guy who gave me a card randomly at the crowd?
That was one of them, yes.
I'm like, why is this guy giving me a card? Apparently,
Kevin thinking he was a fan for 5 minutes. It was
5 minutes.
Super disappointing when he asked at the end, who are you guys?
What do you do?
This is what I want to say. I like to think, when that happens to us, what do the yard sale people think? Like, who do they think we are?
They must think we're a bigger deal than we actually are.
We're famous. Who do they think we are? Like, put down below, guys, in the comment, who these people might think we are based on how we look.
Are you trying to generate comments? This is a weird,
just a weird flex for you. Just do it for me. No, because this is all.
He is the guy who reads the most comments.
Silent Bob.
I think Kevin looks like the grown-up version of the baby from Look Who's Talking.
Oh, you were landing a plane.
Yeah, I was.
It didn't.
He's John. It's not. It wasn't a funny joke, but it was a thought. Sometimes you don't land all the planes.
He landed the plane, though. Okay, so
we need
Carrie,
to get some other input in a minute.
Rod, come sit next to Kevin.
You come and give your input on what you think about this sale.
And try to talk into it, even though I keep not talking into it like a butthole.
I will say that both these guys live in Florida. Here.
Look at how much like just more of a man Rod is.
Look at that, dude.
It's like he's next to this a 12-year-old boy.
Like, if he sat over there, it wouldn't be the same thing.
See what happens if you don't have low T? This is awesome.
He's like the blown-up version of Kevin. Hi, Rod. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good, buddy.
Did you have fun today with Kevin?
We had a blast, man.
So how many times did you regret picking Kevin over us? Because he did pick Kevin over us.
He kind of wanted you to come with us.
Yeah, and he just was like, you know, I'm good. I'm going to go to Kevin.
Well, I pick with you all the time in Florida.
That is true. That's valid.
We're in the videos all the time, so I was like, I would change it up today.
Yeah, change it up. Another short little fella.
Yeah, another short little fella. You guys are interchangeable.
Yeah, interchangeable short guy.
Oh, my God.
So, Rod, your best find was the records or what?
No, I didn't find the records. Mm-hmm. I got a massive video game score.
What console?
Xbox 360.
Okay. One of my favorite buys of his. And I will say this, Rod, as a friend.
He's rubbing his back.
Swinging is not happening, Kevin.
I'm sorry, dude.
I didn't have enough dogs.
He's putting feelers out. That's the first step.
He's like, Rod didn't flinch.
The seduction has started.
But we're in this house. And
Kevin, come on, bro. Come on, man. Dude, come on. Listen, I'm not a swinger.
I got to give Rod some picking credit here. Because he's got a knack for finding the sweet spot of a yard sale, right? Mm. And so we go through this one. We went to the back door, right? We tried to get worse. There was the front door, and we tried to go in the back door.
We did go in the back door. We went right through that back door.
Got it right there. We got enough.
Anyway, we go in the back door.
No lube, just straight through it.
It's pretty clear.
Rod's taking it over the edge.
You know, one quick scan of the kitchen, one quick scan over the little countertop into the living room, and he's like, oh, there's more rooms, and boom. He immediately knew exactly where to go to. He walked to the only room in the entire place that had stuff of value, and he found CDs, believe it or not, CDs that were pretty valuable.
Tell them about those. That was pretty gore, right?
Please, Rod. Tell me like you didn't tell me an hour ago.
Yeah, let's pretend this is the first time we've heard.
I want to hear this story.
I would love to hear this story, Rod.
Tell them. Tell the camera.
Tell them. The people that you care about.
Yeah, tell the camera.
Not these two jabronis. But
jabronis.
All right, calm down, Shawn Michaels.
1998 ECW.
All right.
But no, I found 75 rock CDs. You know, metal CDs. There was a Guar. You guys remember Guar?
Oh,
Describe in detail what Guar does.
They wear big monster costumes on stage. You guys watched Beavis and Butthead back
in the day.
Beavis and Butthead. You'll see Guar.
They're back,
there.
By the way.
Yeah, they are back.
Yeah, they're back. Yeah, they're back.
They must be old now.
Yeah, they actually are in some of the cartoons. Yeah.
But wait, is Guar... I don't understand how it's related to Beavis and Butthead, though. You didn't explain that
because
part.
Because they liked him.
Well,
they
see, Dave, you know, okay. You know Dave was never allowed to watch
Beavis and Butthead. I've never seen a single episode.
Never seen a single episode?
I didn't have MTV when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I was allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy, which was like just as bad.
So if I was to say, like, I am the great Cornholio, you would have
I know
no
that. I've seen that scene before, yeah.
I need two flags.
So if you ever watch Beavis and Butthead, they sit on their TV couch.
What am I bunghole?
Like, you guys are doing your casting call right now. Mm-hmm. And they literally watch TV and they watch music videos and make fun of music videos.
Okay.
I love it.
And Guar was one of the bands they always loved, so they always talk about Guar in there. And then they're just real... I guess Beavis and Butthead kind of made them real famous, but...
G-W-A-R.
Yep, G-W-A-R. But if you ever find those CDs,
they're
a metal
band. Are
we doing
the pillow thing?
No, and those CDs sell for 20 to 30 bucks a pop, so there's three of them in there. That was like 70 to 80 bucks.
Makes me feel comfy.
Me too, a little. We're hiding behind these pillows. So we're not
judged.
I'm real skinny, reason. Guys.
Skinny.
I'm not morbidly obese. I'm
trying to teach people some stuff.
Guar. Yeah, no, that was
Guar.
Yeah,
we get great. Guar CDs. You so, could have said that just in
actually,
I never got
didn't
Guar,
need,
buy Guar
didn't
CDs.
Need all the freaking
Mike would have remembered to fill up with gas last night. We would have been at this sale in time to get, he had tons of rock cassette tapes, which I would have got, of course, and he would have got the CDs.
I feel like
but
I'm in
Mike
an episode of my boring reseller life.
Pretty much.
Or the ship show.
The ship show.
Oh my gosh. These
great
are
shows, guys. Check them out.
References right
no,
here.
They're
right,
not. They're good. Listen,
no.
Recently. Thank you, Rod.
Come back, Rod.
Guar rocks. Okay, listen, here's the thing. I was listening to a podcast that wasn't very good recently. I can't remember which one it was, but they said my name. And I really enjoyed that part.
Oh, yeah.
So we should just say some people's names that are resellers. Cajun Reseller,
Cajun
love you, buddy.
Reseller.
Okay, K&D Flips, how's it going,
K&D
buddy?
K&D Flips, yeah.
Rebel Resell.
Prosthetic
hi.
Picker, I like
no,
him.
He's one-foot flipper. He's getting his prosthetic. He's
no,
saving up
different...
some money.
Look,
he's doing a fundraiser.
Look, Paige doesn't have a monopoly on being one-footed. Sean will tell you this.
Go donate.
Sean has 1 foot and he's missing a finger. So I think he's in the lead.
I bet you if you donated $150 to that, he'd probably put more than just your name in a little frame.
That's right. Yeah, definitely subscribe to One Foot Flipper and tell him in his comments that you prefer videos about Commonwealth Picker.
Yes.
More Commonwealth Picker, the better. Because, you know, we'll see if we can break Kevin's brain.
Yeah,
maybe it'll explode eventually. But yeah, he's saving up for a prosthetic leg. So definitely go support the 1 Foot Flipper.
Yes,
friend
of
the show. Friend of this half of the show.
Yeah, this half of the show. Kevin's mortal enemy.
Yes,
Paige.
Indeed. Soda City Flips, how's it going?
What's
loving
up,
all the
City?
Shout-outs I've been hearing from you.
I love that. Keep them up.
Keep them up. Beard King Picker?
Alex, yeah.
Yeah, Alex, yep. Who else?
He actually had like...
Pops Vintage, how's it going?
Yeah, and Grams.
And Grams, they did an event in Nebraska, and
they
it went
a,
well.
Yeah,
congratulations, it
was,
sounded fun. I saw Alicia's video, looked like a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look, Kevin, who do you want to shout out?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
These guys aren't even paying for the Patreon. We're just doing a service.
Come on, there's got to be one person.
Everyone likes to hear their name.
Who inspires you?
ABC Matt.
ABC Matt, that's right. There he does pay us $25. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate
I
that.
I want to shout out Helos World.
Yeah. Oh, Railroad Reseller. There's a train over there. We should go do a little.
You want to go do
a little video. Kevin, a lot of people liked our ending to the last video. Did you enjoy it? Did you watch it?
I'm looking forward to the ending of the last video that I do.
Listen, here's the thing. A lot of times there's little nuggets hiding at the end of these videos that are really good. Like someone asked recently, I don't understand this whole paulsmerch.com thing. It's because you missed an amazing segment of our show. Go back and watch the show where we were live, similar to this, from the Trash to Cash Orlando Bash. At the very end of it, we have a bunch of songs we sang for Harry Tornado.
We wanted to
Brian
create a
Big
song.
And Fun and paulsmerch.com.
When we're Kevin's age, we want people to be singing this to us.
Who's merch?
Paul's merch.
Paulsmerch.com. See that? Great.
Years from now, we would love that to happen.
Great. Recently, a baby came out of the womb and said it. I heard that.
Yeah.
On Kevin's show.
Straight out the womb.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin,
Yes.
Rod was with you. Mike was with you. Yeah. Mike did all the work for you. Rod went and picked you. Was there ever a moment where like you're with Rod and you're like, oh my gosh, he got the good stuff and I failed? The CDs? The CDs? Was that it?
No. Actually, I didn't think he was going to make the CD deal. The guy started counting each one. And I'm like, that's usually death, right? You know, it's like whatever. And he counted 75 and he brought out his phone.
Yeah.
And he started, he was going to calculate, he's like, times three. I'm like, first of all, do you really,
$3 a piece,
do you really need to calculate times three? But whatever.
Hey, that's hard.
And I'm like, there's, and so I left. Let's
test Kevin right now. 7,336 times three. Go.
What?
No. See, it's hard. 21,975.
Wait, what was the number again? I don't remember.
I could do it.
$225. That was my point. I'm like, he's not paying $225. They were good CDs. They were rock CDs, right? Yeah. But there's no way he's paying $225.
You've not picked with Rod very often if you didn't think he'd be willing.
Were you willing to pay $225? No way. Right? Although you would have made money on that because you're going to actually make a pretty good amount of money on those. I left, and I rarely do this, but I turned my camera around as I was walking to the next sale, and I'm like, there's no way he's coming out there with those CDs. There's no way he's paying. I knew you'd make an offer, but if from $225, only Dave would go down to like $75 or $100, which is where he needed to be on that deal.
Such a low ball.
Right? And I'm like, I don't see Rod doing $100 on that. But what happened was he said $150 and Rod said $100, I think is what it went to, and he got the deal done. But that guy was ready to sell. He had sold a lot of stuff off. So
I think we need more of that, honestly, the extreme lowballing. Like, I did a little today. This lady had some marked at $12, and I said $5.
Here's a channel
I think,
idea.
Like, we need more of that.
No, here's a better channel idea than that, like a better idea. Extreme lowballing, but somebody go
one
with...
One-footed.
No, go with me and force me to do it.
Oh, he's so...
That would be so uncomfortable.
I had an idea about doing a video where no matter what the price was for an item or what they said it was, offer half every single time.
All right, Mr. Beast.
This is literally my content.
Right. No.
Literally my content.
Listen, but do it like strategically and like just like as your theme for your video for the day. Like, hey, I'm going out today
this
and every
guy
single
went and
item.
Got $102 bills seriously. For the theme of
I gave yeah. them out to kids today. Oh, this little
that.
Girl was
get a
so happy today.
From Werther Originals.
So happy. A little girl was selling cookies. It was a sale. I met somebody at the sale and I wanted to say hi on the video and stuff, but there was nothing to buy at that sale. So I was like, I'm going to buy these cookies, and I'm going to. That gives me an excuse to put that person on the video, and I gave her a $2 bill for the chocolate chip cookies.
Monetize.
And
hello, child. How can I monetize you?
No, I gave her $2 for cookies.
Oh, you're making more than two.
Oh my god!
How much money have you made on that video Rod did in your shed? It's a little awkward since he's right there, but
Rod knows.
A little uncomfortable. It's at least $15.
Yeah, we're talking about the YouTube video, by the way. Yeah. I want to be.
It's a great video, y'all. You should go watch it. Hey, we were. Did you see Dave pointed out to us? I was like, "Why is this video spiking? It's going nuts," which is awesome for Rod's channel and for my channel. And Dave looked it up and figured out why some website recommended the video in their blog. Yeah.
Which, in the dumbest way, which, Rod, you can come tell us about that because you read the article. But actually, I'd like for you to do that. But I was going to say that when I was with Carrie and he had the card deal, the guy comes at him with a $500 price, right?
Yeah.
And
which
I wish
is,
I had been there because I could be
$450
like,
more than I wanted to pay.
Why did you spend an hour and a half there without even getting an idea of the price?
I had an idea because I had put some cards together and it was fair. Like the Ricky Henderson rookie and I had a $60 pile that I thought was fair.
Okay.
Rod, real quick, tell us about the VHS article and why it's wrong.
So it's I think it was called Rewind Magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they actually put out an article about VHS, and they didn't watch our video. Me and Ken put out a video. First thing we say in the video is, do not, your VHS is not worth anything. 98% of your VHS is not worth anything. These are brand new sealed VHS,
Black
original
Diamond.
Releases from
pre-owned Black Diamond,
no
Diamond,
Black
Diamond. Cinderella.
They don't have
that
to be
has
sealed,
but,
guys. But, you want the Little Mermaid that has the wing in it, right?
That one actually does sell for about 15.
Yeah.
I've sold that one.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Lots of times.
You want
from
the
my
Aladdin
personal
with
collection.
The testicles in it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, it's funny. It's funny you brought that up. The whole article actually talks about how there's a $20,000 Disney Black Diamond listed on eBay, how one sold for, $2,200 or something like that. Was there not a real sale?
And then they link to the article that contradicts
it.
So
it brings all the crazy people who think this over there.
So here's the funny thing, though. So they put our video in this thing. The first thing me and Kevin say in the video is, 98% of your VHS is not worth anything. These are brand new, sealed from the 1980s. They're first prints, and they're in, you know, mint condition. That's why these are bringing so much money.
Well, the first thing that happened in Kevin's video is probably like a 23-minute introduction with chickens and stuff.
Yeah, well, that is the problem. And if you read his comments, they're all like, get to the point.
Exactly.
You know, so they're like,
I hear about the VHS. Because
the video is like top 10 VHS worth money. And they know, in their brain, they know you're about to say Aladdin on a clamshell.
Kevin's the king of milk.
And it just never happens.
That video is like 30 minutes long, but it took us an hour and a half to film because he spent the entire time beating his pets right before that.
Give him a round of applause, Gary. Hey.
You're supposed to be my friend here, man. I got to deal with these two. I got to deal with you too.
Seriously. So, there needs to be somebody...
think that if we brought in any viewer of the show, they would make fun of Kevin with us. Oh, yeah. I like to think
I feel like there should be somebody who does a channel based off your videos that just does like a 45-second synopsis immediately after every one of your videos.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. People don't watch it. They want it to last a little while because they're working. You can listen to Flipper content without paying attention to it, and you can work with it. So I don't think a 25-30-minute video is outrageous for a Flipper
video. I only watch it while pooping, but yes. And I have had some long poops lately, so no, I wanted to say this. So basically, Carrie's making this card deal, Kevin, right? And the guy says $500, blah blah blah. A little bit earlier than that, I go up to the guy with a stack of stuff. I'm like, how much for all this? He's like, 50. I laughed at him. I said, and he's like, what, why are you laughing? I'm like, dude, 20 is the most. And he's like, oh, okay, how about 25? And I was like, all right, fine.
We're so different.
And then Carrie's like, 500. Carrie's like, oh, can I talk him down $5? But in your defense, what happened?
I offered 350.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good. And what did he take?
I would have gone to 3.
He took 400.
I definitely would have gone to 3.
But I got to tell you what happened afterwards, because that was way more than I wanted to pay and I was comfortable with, but I did it. Afterwards, Dawn was livid because he wouldn't go from $60 to $45.
She was walking away. Dawn
was putting stuff away.
It was awesome.
And he's like, oh, didn't you want that? She's like, no.
Not for that price. She's like, not for that price, I know.
And he's like, 50, and he's like, okay, $50. And then she's like, no, or something. And then she got it down to $45. Dawn walks off, and then I apologize to him because Dawn negotiated so hard. I felt bad, and he's like, no, that's part of the game.
Yeah,
like, he
go.
Was like
See?
Into it.
There
I'm like, I felt so awkward.
I told Carrie.
I thought we were being mean to my new card friend.
I said, if he hadn't been making a video, I didn't want to ruin his video, I would have just chimed in the background and been like, 250. Right? And then Carrie's like, yeah, but then all my viewers would be like, who's this tiny little man that saves you $100?
I got a lot of that in my videos today.
Leprechaun.
A little savings leprechaun jumped out from
the
back.
I've had that with Uncle Steve before because he just is, I mean, he's ruthless. And he can't help himself. I'm like negotiating the deal and he's like, oh, I can do this better than that. And he doesn't say that, but I know that's what he's thinking in his head. And he can't help himself but to come in
Has
and
he ever
to negotiate
saved you money?
The deal. No, I tell him to get the heck out of here.
Yeah, Uncle Steve does call me a lot and gets upset because Kevin's so mean to him. That is something I've heard. Did you know that?
What?
Like Kevin's, he calls me after you yard sale with him. Yeah. He's like, Kevin was so
he's
mean
like,
to
I
me.
Wish I could just quit Mulligan's.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you can't. Kevin needs you to run it.
No, if you say you want to quit Mulligan's, Kevin will be like, I'll buy you out. I'll buy you out. How about that? I'll buy you out.
I have an idea to make Dibdit work.
Guys,
Dibdit.com. Kevin is contractually requiring us to tell you to go over there.
And not. There's no contract. Specifically district related here, we made a sale on Uncle Steve sold $275.
Kevin, I think you missed this point, and this is actually interesting for those of you who
I don't
like, want
to hear this point.
No, it's actually he is going to like this point, Gary. Don't you agree he's going to like this? Yeah,
I trust you.
Rod, you judge. Tell us if he likes the point we're about to tell.
Explicitly and implicitly.
I don't think he heard it, but we had a meeting with district.
I might like it more than some of the other points.
We
made
did have
we, yeah, especially the one when they went
so
in the back door.
I felt so uncomfortable in that meeting as well, by the way.
Okay, so in this meeting. And I'm being aggressive as always, but that's not the point. The point is that basically Ivan said that two of our big sales that we had on district, dibdit.com, last week were from Google.
SEO?
From Google, that meaning that we are now finally seeing organic traffic to Dibdit. It's a brand new website, guys.
Organic traffic, guys.
Dibdit.com.
And I am
meaning as a seller...
Sellers.
You literally can show up in Google results without having to pay eBay fees, promoted fees to external sites and stuff, just by being on Dibdit because Dibdit and District, mostly District, are paying now to get SEO conversions, which is pretty cool. That, so, didn't you like that point?
That was actually pretty cool. Awesome. I didn't know that.
Did he like it? Rod's the judge.
Which is
Rod says yes, he liked it. But Rod's shirt is off again. I don't understand this.
We get it, dude.
You're buff. We get it, bro. Let's bring in that breakfast picker. Come on, buddy.
All right.
Breakfast picker.
Breakfast picker's coming over. And
50% chance this gets cut.
This is a clean podcast. Can we keep it that way,
Mike? He's been to a lot of highway sales.
Definitely not been clean so far.
We'll be silent.
We apologize for everything unclean, Carrie.
We've already established that we'd love him at highway sales, and we always include him in everything we do at all highway sales. So what do you think about this highway sale in comparison to some of the other ones you've been to?
It's very stress-free.
He's currently moving.
You can't not notice the hat with the Oakleys on, right? Look. Like, he's not even playing a bit. He's becoming Kevin.
He's like Kevin's Make-A-Wish kid.
The only pair I have left. Thanks to Wallen. It's the only pair I have left.
Wallen did chew up his glass.
Ross, listen. This is pretty good.
You sure you want to be on this?
There you go. All right, I'll just be Carrie.
Be Carrie. I like it. I like this better. Listen.
What were you saying?
We're going to have to stop.
Kevin and wannabe Kevin? What were you saying?
I'm Carrie now.
Okay, you're Carrie a year and a half ago. I've changed.
He's changed.
I've evolved.
He's cool, Kevin. Okay, cool.
No
Kevin.
Glasses, though.
If you haven't seen the trailer, though, there's a nice little feature with Death Pile Picker right behind, just creeping over.
That was really funny.
The Commonwealth Picker.
I think your work was piggybacking, Kevin.
Guys, have you watched The Office where Andy Bernard talks about, like, the best way to get accepted is repetition of whatever the person says to you? Mike is that guy. He's like, hey, nice to meet you. Howdy do. Oh, howdy do, Commonwealth Picker. Nice to meet you. And he now has like a giant spot on Kevin's trailer. So good job,
no,
Mike.
This is what
kudos.
I recognize like real friendship. See?
Ah, okay.
Real friendship. I offered
one-sided friendship.
I offered Dave half of the trailer. Mm-hmm. I offered it to Dave. I offered it to Carrie.
I didn't get offered anything. What the heck are you talking about?
Kevin said I could have some of the trailer if I'd pay for some of the trailer, but I was like, I don't really want to ship stuff while I'm on the road. I don't want to do it.
Dave also said he was completely against highway sales. He's like, no, I don't know.
Well, he's changing.
Well, we've already talked about that. We've already talked about that.
Dave's evolving. There's value in it. There's value here.
I see the value, yeah. And not tomorrow when it's going to rain all day and we're not going to get to go picking. But
basically, my point is, don't listen to Paul Philly Flipper.
Yeah, Paul's the worst. Paul sucks. Wait, why were you saying Paul sucks?
Paul says highway sales suck. Yeah. While going to highway sales.
The only Paul videos I watch is when he plays piano.
He's great, but in all honesty, if you live in good... Handsome, too.
Oh, my
great
goodness.
Picker.
He loves his videos. He looks in between 18 and 45 at all times.
Somewhere in the middle.
If you live in good picking areas, I wouldn't suggest people going and spending money on highway sales.
I can just go to the flea market and get the same experience. Dude, but Kevin's not there, Mike's not there, and Rod's not there. So.
We want to hang with the boys.
What do you mean,
we're just happy to be here, honestly,
with you all the time.
Rod is kind of far from me. We don't go that often. We go every once a month.
At that location. Yeah. I thought you meant like in a presence of
maybe once every 4 to 8 weeks, me and Rod go picking together. Right, Rod? 4 to 8 weeks?
He's on the west side. You're on the east side.
I will say, though, your biggest wins today are Commonwealth Picker Staple. The multi-quantity stuff is amazing.
Commonwealth Picker Tickler.
I'm telling you.
New sticker.
The multi-quantity stuff at the flea
market. You
cornered
the market for multi-quantity?
Yes.
Kevin created multi-quantities.
Multi-quantities and parting
together. When in doubt, part it out.
When in doubt, part it together.
Flush enemas and multi-quantity.
So should we talk about that?
Fake wholesome content, he's got it all down.
Somehow, in 2024, and I felt weird. I told Carrie. Carrie's sitting there basically wanting to die after he spent his $400. I've never seen a man so depressed about a great find in my life. He's like, oh my gosh. But then he started rubbing off on me and I'm like, oh, what did I do? I just, in 2024.
I didn't do that.
In 2024, I just spent $175 on McDonald's toys. I literally did that.
Yeah.
Which is weird. The world is upside down, Mike. Welcome to the, Mike's here, so obviously the world is upside down. Generally, we don't invite him to events.
There was only a narrow way that Mike would be here right now and he found it.
It's the McDonald's. timeline.
He's in the best timeline.
Alternate universe.
Yeah, it's the multiverse. We're going multiverse here.
Dave's
on the show
made so much money today, he can pay for like 30 or 40 cannolis that he bought.
I did buy way too much.
Dave thought he bought five cannolis.
It was
five sets of cannolis.
Which are about five apiece, so we have like a lot of cannolis.
30 cannolis.
If anyone wants a cannoli, come on over. We're in Perry, Georgia.
We'll ship it to you.
Yeah, there you
we're
go.
Gonna go. Hey, we're going to do Dibdit live without selling anything on Dibdit.
Maybe we should do that right after
the
show. We're going to do it for the love of Dibdit.
That'd be cool. Yeah. We could do that. Yeah, we could do that. Just say hi tonight. Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so Mike, you went out there all day. You didn't really shop. Did that hurt your soul at all?
No, not at all.
You didn't like feel a little weird?
Was it liberating?
I found so much money per the contractual agreement with Devin. I mean,
that's part of the trailer.
Look, I give credit. So if you know this, if you watch my show, the bulk of the Florida State stuff I sold last year was actually from Mike, who didn't used to sell clothing until he saw me making a fortune on the Florida State.
If 99% is what you consider bulk.
No, I hadn't.
Yeah.
Well, okay, whatever. But
I do consider that.
I lost my point.
I consider that. Yeah, Mike's ruining the show. I agree.
But I bought. Here's my point. But yesterday, before the sale started, he found a bunch of Florida State chalk line
was
vintage
that
PH stuff.
Florida or just normal Florida?
What?
Was that PH Florida?
Florida flipper.
Florida.
What are you talking about?
PH Philly. You know, Philly flipper.
They're a lot quicker than him. Guys.
Oh my gosh. I can't listen when I'm hearing.
You
something.
Were a teacher.
Can't listen when he's
Kevin. Kevin's running on a Commodore 64.
Can I
give
get
him
to
a
my
sec.
Point.
What kind right, of chip you got in there? A Dorito. Weird Al references.
I'm going to have to hear what he said on the podcast.
Vintage Florida State chalk line, y'all. And I'm like, oh my
chalk
God. And I'm like,
so
I'm not going to
get
it this time.
What is chalk line? I don't know clothes.
It's
like starter.
Sporting.
Oh, okay, it's like a brand.
Like
okay. Pro player, chalk line starter.
You're right there. You need to do another line.
Chalk line. Chalk line.
There's going to be a VH1 behind the podcast, and Mike's going to be that washed out one who died a few years later from
for a
coke.
Loop earlier because I caked my nose with funnel cake stuff.
That was funny.
I was trying to get that the party funny. Going at the trailer.
So, but you guys dug out of a U-Haul today. Yeah?
Yeah.
We dug out of a U-Haul yesterday, and you guys were digging out of a U-Haul today. I think that's the highway sales strategy.
That's the most picker thing in the world to do, by the way, is dig out of somebody's U-Haul that they haven't even unloaded.
We unloaded people's yard sales
do,
today.
The best way
offer
is,
help.
Everybody hates early birds, but what you do is say, ma'am, I noticed you're out here by yourself. Do you need any assistance carrying heavy items?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can wait in my car. And most of the time, they'll be like, no, it's fine.
So
there goes our attention, guys.
So Mike
said two sentences.
Mike goes into the U-Haul and finds a few good things. And then he calls me and Rod in there. And so we're looking for stuff. And then as we empty a box out, we hand it to him and he drops it off outside.
They
nice
were selling
strategy.
Stuff as I'm pulling the ladies there. Like, I was like, hey, you've got guys, you've got a chainsaw, you've got a generator. You got, like...
We get the point.
Yeah, we're trying. Land the plane. Speaking of landing planes. Mike, what do you think? Do you think it matters what time you get out there at these things? Do you really think
it
the
doesn't.
First one there matters
no.
here? I don't think
it
does. Doesn't.
I totally disagree. I think the best finds
it's very
are in
competitive.
The morning. I will say this, though. It does matter. But if you think about it, if you can create yourself being the first one there, a lot of these situations we just talked about later in the day... It's good too. The people we found today at the end of the sale, they had eight. They found $8 Care Bears in the box with the sealed VHSs, and they bought 17
people,
of them. Very first sale they got to as they were bringing the stuff out.
People don't
just
give
do,
enough credit to the people who arrive late.
Does.
They're sometimes the best pickers. I arrive at a yard sale at like 2:30 p.m. like the dude in a bathrobe, and I find stuff.
He usually gets it for free because they're about to donate.
They're like,
we're about to throw this
exactly.
out. You want anything? He's
but
like, yes.
As we went through the day, and this is very true, and you guys know this, 127. If it's Saturday, it's you can tell it's picked over.
Yeah, but I think that there's a lot of times where the only reason you get a find is because of how late you were. I've seen
that's
you do
true.
It with video games,
that's
like
very
where
true,
you
yeah.
just were like
totally.
The last one there, and that's when they
totally.
Brought out
my
the
video massive
game.
Sealed video
no
game. Lot was
it.
Like 11.
No
yeah,
doubt
yeah.
About it.
But they morning. Probably just that was under a bunch of other stuff,
I,
and it
but
didn't even
I'm telling
show
you right
up.
Now, there's so many people I talk to where they talk about yard sales and stuff, and in my own hometown, like, oh, I was at that sale later, you know, I was at that sale, I found nothing all day. I'm like, I buy something when I'm at my house. At 90% of the yard sales I go to.
Yeah.
That is not the case out here on these highway sales.
Well.
He tries.
I think that, okay, so I have an opinion on that, a theory on that. I, like Kevin, used to be a very fast picker. In, out, boom. Just like super, super
Rod
fast.
Is not.
Kevin is very fast.
Yes.
I think Kevin's very fast. At least every, he doesn't pick with me
Quick.
Often, but he's
His
fast.
His wife says the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, so he's in and out very quick.
Yep.
Oh, look at this. See, he's about to lose his little mini Kevin status. Fight's about to happen.
This is why he got
a rap. We're about to see the real Kevin.
Kevin, remove his decal.
There's no decal. That's why he got the rap. It's like, it's all coming off.
You need a safe.
All I was saying is,
Rod, can you get him a Zen so he'll calm down?
I feel like, and this is, you know, a rare piece of, I don't know, what is it, advice on the show. I feel like a lot of people get overwhelmed because there's so many sales and it's 100 miles and you're like, I got to hit them all. There's so much I'm not hitting right now that they rush through sales. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times the people who succeed are the ones who are like, let's just stop. Let's just stay here for 5 minutes and see if we find some stuff.
Rod and Beck are gesturing, and they are lying. I am the one that I'm just calmly driving down the road. They're yelling at me.
Was Mike rushing you today? Is that why you two are freaking out right now?
Right there, moron. Like, it was horrible. No, I think I'm running out of gas.
I think the play is just to float around like a French king on the border, while everybody else is digging and just see what scraps.
Even you, the longer you float, the more you find. Because you're like, I guess I should probably look. I should probably look because Dave and Don are still digging. I guess since I've been here for 12 minutes, I should try.
The play is to do what Kevin does. And what he does is like fake pee. He's like, can I use your bathroom? Comes out of the house.
Steals a bunch of jewelry. Yep.
Saying, how much for this avocado telephone?
Yes.
You know, are you like... The VCR is playing, so like, but he unplugs it. And
this toilet paper is old, vintage.
Okay, so...
One ply.
Well, it's actually three, but he's going to divide it into
he's
three.
He's going to cut it up individually.
Kevin, no, you were being very animated when I was saying that. So what's your opinion on this? What was happening today? It seemed like you and Rod were upset at Mike. Explain what's going on. Without Mike, you know...
If Rod wants to do something, Mike wants to do the opposite. And if Mike wants to do something, Rod wants to do the opposite. It doesn't matter what it is.
We were just in unity opposite, today. For sure. We could call ourselves happy to be here.
Yeah, walking around this happy to be here
unity van.
It's pretty easy. Whatever Dave wants, I just usually do. So,
yeah, that's very true. They're very manipulative. You can manipulate Carrie.
That's true.
There's no manipulating these two.
I can manipulate Mike.
No, I'm very moldable.
I don't need to manipulate Rod. He's super, like, just let's do it. Yeah, whatever you. I can't believe you could fight with Rod. How did this even happen?
Rod fights with Mike.
Oh, okay. So you weren't fighting with Rod Michael.
No.
Okay.
I don't fight. That's right. Rod, why would me and Rod
I don't like
fight?
Confrontation. I apologize to the people I negotiate with.
I'm so sorry, Don. You negotiate. Save
$5. I didn't even negotiate with them. Don
I'm
did.
So very sorry I'm going to make you this offer. You don't have to take it. I won't.
Seriously, I can't handle it.
The best case for Carrie is if some random flea market guy says, let's do a coin flip on the negotiation. Carrie's like, yes. That happened to him in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony is like, oh, we'll flip a coin. Heads, $35. Tails, $20. Carrie's like, yeah.
I barely wanted to pay $20.
Yeah, but he paid it. Yeah, he paid it. That was a good strategy.
That was a content opportunity.
You got to bring your own coin. You got to get a two-sided coin and bring it with you, Carrie.
So what
do
you
think?
No, we checked the coin. So what do you think on speed? You think fast or slow? Because Brandon tells me he sees you in Lynchburg and you're gone, in out.
I wouldn't say I'm. Most people I pick with say I'm very slow.
Really?
Very slow. Now, I will say this. If I'm at a sale and I see high prices...
I agree. I also think it's low.
If I see high prices and you kind of scan the sale and you just don't... I'm quick to leave a sale that I think is terrible.
Carrie is like
me
that.
Me too. Oh,
Carrie,
I check out 5 seconds in. I'm like...
But see, and he gets annoyed that I'm still there. Oh, like, yeah, why isn't he leaving? But, and then I find deals.
Yeah, and I do too. And when I'm in Lynchburg and there's 8 sales, I'm much more patient because there's eight sales. Yeah. I'm just going to sit around there forever.
I think there's almost always. Now, some sales just have nothing. They literally shouldn't be having a sale, and it's an embarrassment that they're out there at all. Yeah. Let's be real. But
Seriously,
sometimes you're just like, why are you doing this?
Why do we
right
have
now?
A broken paper towel holder
and two chipped pieces of glass? Fixture. Like, what do you think is going to happen here?
What's the best case scenario?
Yeah. So there's that sort of thing, right? But I think like almost always there's some good items, and you just have to try to find the good items they don't care about, right?
Almost always, there's some good. Yeah, I wouldn't say that's always the truth on the highway sales. That's just
I'm saying at yard sales in general.
Yeah.
There's almost always something decent there, right?
But
is a decent thing the thing they put too high of a value on? Like I went to a sale today. This was during the highway sale. It was all hunting gear. It looked like Kevin was talking about themed sellers who are only selling hunting gear, brand new Yeti coolers for $500, like the kind of thing that would make Carrie run, flee, and cry, right? Yeah. The kind of thing that most people would walk away from, and I'm like, they have so much quantity, like maybe we can find something. And so we dig, and I find a bunch of Danbury mint Yeah. Super dusty statues of ducks from duck hunting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And these things were in a box sideways. Like, they did not care at all. You find that stuff at those vendors. That's why I think it's worth spending a little extra time.
Between just a regular yard sale, which I get all the time, because there's very few community yard sales. I bet you guys, when you have community yard sales, there are some people in those communities that just come out because there's a community sale and just sell a few things, and it's completely a waste.
Keep going.
Where if you're in my neck of the woods, where it's hard to get people to come to it, you're not going to have a yard sale till you have enough stuff to have a real yard sale.
Yep.
So I do pretty well, and I've done well over the years, with very, very few yard sales, because the people that have them are having serious yard sales.
They have too much stuff. Yeah, they need to get rid of stuff.
And they've built it up for years. And the people at the highway sales, if you have a yard sale every year, sometimes the next year you're just bringing out the crap that didn't sell last year.
Yep.
And you end up with some pretty junky stuff.
And, well, that's the flea market too, right, Rod? Like, the 10th time you go, they finally go down on price, right? So I've been going to this flea market once a month for 4 months in a row.
They is had there any these reason Mike's still here? I'm wondering. Kind of warm. Why don't you have a cannoli or six?
I was wondering, because y'all said don't speak unless you're spoken to. But
I never said that.
It's time for Mike to adapt and go on over there.
Would you go find Joe Deals, see if he's available?
Is Joe Deals here? Joe Deals?
Deals? I think he's busy starting some kind of social media.
Now I forgot what I was
Good
saying.
Good job, Mike.
Oh, yeah, no. So I've been to this flea market like 4 months in a row. They always have these Disney ears. And it's so funny because you can kind of see like the life cycle of a product, right? These Thor Disney ears. Originally, I saw them at Disney World probably 6 months ago. Then I saw them at the Disney Character Outlet for like $7. They were super cheap at the Character Outlet. They had tons and tons and tons of them. I didn't buy them there at that point because people were already selling them on eBay. They had no real value. Mm-hmm. Go to the flea market. 2 months later, this guy has like four sets of these ears. He's asking 15. He actually started off asking 20. Next time, 15. Next time, 10. Go with Carrie and Dawn. They're now down to 5. Dawn buys them. Yeah. And we sell them for about 8 apiece. You know, so it's like the world goes around.
You know who the end buyer is on those?
Who?
The really cheap people on the Vegas Strip who can't afford a full costume for the photos. They're just putting the ears on.
My point
photos
is,
and charging $100.
My point is, with flea markets and 100-mile sales, like the fourth year they have to bring out that same item, that's when the price gets right.
Yeah, you can get a great deal on fidget spinners right now, I tell you.
We were talking about that. We were trying to decide, would fidget spinners be one of those random things that's just worth a ton in 20 years?
No way. Zero chance.
Silly bands.
Okay, but what about Lala Loopsies? I bet they could be.
There's some Lala Loopsies now that have value.
Hatchimals, maybe.
Hatchimals. Dawn was saying
Fingerlings, 100%.
Dave buys things with no value all the time. Like, I mean, look, would you, if without whatnot, would you have bought the, well, you might have bought the McDonald's toys. You'd lot them
up. Those are selling on eBay. There's a few.
They're not just like Happy Meal normal
toys,
we should
give some context. Found a seller who had like 250 brand new in package McDonald's Squishmallows.
They used to work at McDonald's. They no longer work at McDonald's.
It may or may not be related. I do not know. The point is, like, I know my daughters wanted to get all those Squishmallows, and they only got two. So I'm like, well, if they only got two, there's probably other kids that want more of those Squishmallows who collect Squishmallows.
He's doing
so
it for the kids, guys.
I figured those would do good. But then they also had the little McNuggets, which actually sell on eBay for, like, some of them $8, $12, $20 just for these little McNuggets. What is the crossover? They're like, it's a collab with someone or something, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. But anyways, I found those two, and, you know, I paid like all together less than $1 a piece, like at 50 cents a piece for these things, and I think I'll do great on them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was.
But I was
jealous
of the multi-quantity, not necessarily the what it was, but I love the multi. Like, the best one I told you before when I was in Webster was just plain white Nike dry foot t-shirts.
Yeah.
It was my best buy down there. Yeah. I'll make the most amount of bucks. I'll probably make $1,600.
Wow. Well, and that's the other thing. If you go to the 10 villages, you got to be ready to spend. You have to bring a lot of money.
Got
to
bring cash.
If you go to the 10 villages, you got to bring a lot of money, be willing to buy bulk. And that's, I think, what a lot of people, because people go up and they're like, oh, how much for this plush? And the vendor is like $12.
So
and they're just like,
so
oh,
what you're saying here with your strategy on these highway sales is, like, there's no way, like, 127 goes from Michigan to Alabama, right? So
you
don't get caught up in this. I've got to cover the whole yard. Covers the thing.
Forget that nonsense.
Find your area and just pick the heck out of it.
Well, not only that, so few places have a good flea market culture. Like, Florida doesn't. Me and Rod are spoiled. Right?
There's
no. But so, like, North Carolina had no flea markets. So if you.
They had a couple.
you know, if you go to the 301, there's one in Raleigh.
It's I don't care what they say. Vegas is terrible.
But if you go to the 301, it's called the 301 there, right? The 301 sale. Don't be scared of the 10 villages. And this is like 2 years ago, I said the exact opposite thing.
Mike found
two years
massive
from now,
video
change his mind.
Probably. I could be dead. I don't know. I've been eating a lot of
and
pizza
Dave went
and cannolis.
Back. I remember one parking lot, you know, vendor sale, tent city, whatever you want to say. Mike found probably one of the best finds while we were there.
Yeah.
And Dave found stuff. They weren't willing to sell it. And made sure he went back when they were closing down and it was 8 million degrees and completely lowballed the heck out
and
of
us. And we got the items.
Elderly gentleman.
And we got the items. Yeah. So, yeah, my point is that, like, I think highway sales can be good, but yeah, like Kevin said, don't worry about hitting 100 miles. Yeah. Honestly, I don't think we exceeded 5 miles today in the whole day, maybe 10 miles.
We did.
You did. You went further miles. Than us. You went further we than us. We barely got to that turn off. You know where it turns? We only got, like, right past that where we met you yesterday. We didn't even get as far as where we met you yesterday in the whole day. That's and we killed it. We filled my van. So, I expect 2,500
Well, it was like yesterday.
Profit.
We barely got to that point yesterday before the sale even started, and I filled the back of my truck up.
Yeah. So, I think just, like,
and that was just 10 cities.
And I don't think we're in the right spot or anything. I think you just find a spot that's got some towns near it, and you just pick the 100-mile yard sale, and you go work those. And I will say, like, my favorite thing about the 10 cities is that you don't have to do all the driving and the crazy traffic like Kevin was talking about with Mike, where you're trying to do all these U-turns and get out of there and you almost hit a lady. I saw someone back into someone's inventory today.
Dude,
literally, man. This lady is trying to like get out, but there's this car in the way, and so she's backing up and she drives over a car motor like that he saw, or a tractor motor, I don't know. And the guy's like, "You're paying for that motor," and she's like, "Well, I didn't park. Who's the moron who parked their car there?" I was recording it all too, so
I won't
be a good
tell
video.
A story of where Mike parked today that caused somebody to get up on the curb to put air in their tire. I'll just leave that story out of there.
Tell us a story. Why wouldn't you tell us?
All right, I'll let Rod say it real quick. Rod, you know, I'll say it. He's over there. He didn't have a mic. So he forgot to put gas in the car last night. So Rod and him were yelling about it for 30, 40 minutes the whole way down there. He finally, which is why we didn't stop at that tent city, by the way, because we're like, nope, we're going to go get gas.
Yeah.
See? So we got down there, and Mike was nice enough to drop us off near the same place we were yesterday, which, by the way, I found a nice glow worm that's worth a lot of money. And the lady made Rod pay $3 a piece for the plush and only made me pay one, which was cool. And Mike finishes filling up with gas, and we're picking stuff, and he comes and he parks right in front of the air station where you fill up your tire with gas. And then he gets out of the car, and he comes over. And Rod goes back to the car, and the owner comes out because some guy drove up on the grass, back behind it, new, freshly planted grass, and was putting air in his tire because Mike was parked right in front of the air guy. Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I zoned out.
I zoned out, but I'm sure the viewers liked it. That's why I like to remember that they enjoy it.
We do have one more point about the traffic patterns and stuff. Because you've been to the
traffic patterns content.
You've been to the sale up by my house, right? And it's not anywhere near this kind of stuff at all. Nowhere even near. But the traffic, that is like, it's like 65 miles an hour,
it's
right?
Stressful.
They're going fast.
You hear the
fast.
Truckers, the 16-wheelers honking as they go by, flicking you off. It's crazy.
It's pretty nuts. They're
flipping you off.
But this highway was not like that. I felt like this one had a pretty good little flow.
Flipping you off.
Pretty good flow.
Really?
Yeah,
can it be
divided,
both?
Yeah.
Is it flipping or flicking?
Can it be
flipping
both?
You off.
Are you flicking someone off or flipping them off?
Flipping. Thank you.
Does anyone call it flicking? Maybe
nobody
that's a Connecticut thing.
It's flipping, but I'd say people call it flicking
who
too. This is
flicking?
Great debate. Put it down in the comments below.
Put it down below. Let me know which characters or whatever I said earlier. I forgot.
Which one is correct? Flip or flick someone off? The correct term is flip someone off,
thank
but
you.
Many people say flick.
Okay, well.
Okay, so, well, it's wrong, but I say
many people buy a bunch of freaking McDonald's toys and think they're going to sell.
Final
happen.
Word valid. Final word on the whole, like, tent city versus not tent city. There is literally zero tent cities that we stopped at that I made less than 50 profit today. Well, that I will make less than 50 profit, but there's like 15.
Future profit's my favorite kind.
15.
Because we could just make numbers up.
15 individual sales probably that I bought nothing and made nothing. A church sale. There was this one sale where it was like just all super high priced antiques. It was not a tent sale. It was just this one house. You remember that was horrible.
But I wouldn't call it a yard sale, would you?
It was in someone's yard and it was like one person running it.
That doesn't mean anything. Those highway sales, they have people
like
rent spots.
My point is that every single tent city, I made a profit. Not every single yard sale.
Yeah.
So, because there's more opportunity. There's 50 tents, you know?
And I got to say this again. It's about the tent city. What type of vendor is there?
Yeah.
It's a big
deal. You
got to
find the right vendor.
There are plenty in Tennessee. So, when you go to Tennessee this year, you're going to go to the gigantic 10 cities? Is that a strategy? No, well, so
remember when we originally founded the whole like Crossville meetup for the big barbecue? We did a free barbecue for all our viewers.
The first ones to ever think of
2 years ago we did that. And we really kind of, a lot of people have
set the standard.
Yeah, we set the standard and it was our idea. Kevin really, I will give credit to Kevin. He set it up. He made it happen. He provided all our viewers that came with free food, things like that. It was a lot of fun.
It was a free.
It was completely free. 100% free meal. We did like hat out. We had a great time. We had a great time. But yeah, ever since.
Best time ever had at one of those kind of things.
At Crossville, yeah. Like 2 grand. Yeah, the originators of Crossville. And I don't know if we'd do another one ever. If we did, it would probably, I don't know.
Probably be this year if we did.
It would probably be in Ohio or somewhere 20 minutes north of Crossville.
Maybe we should invite Soda City.
We should invite Soda City to that. We should pay him to attend.
Yeah, we'll pay Soda City.
He's a famous guy. I would pay him to attend. I'd pay him $100.
No, I'll pay him $500. Kevin's money.
Anyways, my point is basically that we did it first. That's my point. That was the whole point.
I'm glad that we just flew, just very, very fluid.
We segued into that.
I guess we didn't found the Las Vegas rally because they have Boss Bread right there.
But we have done 4 events.
That's it.
4 events and we're done.
Dave's talking about doing one for Tennessee, but that's, I'm not kidding.
No, I said I want to do one at Dollywood. I mean, there might be ulterior motives here.
What is it just roller coasters like Twin Peak themed restaurants?
No Twin Peak themed. You could make one though. But no, it's roller coasters. It's like Universal Studios or something.
You've never been.
I've watched 8,000 vlogs of people being there. I am a nerd. Okay, so at the Crossville, will I just stop at 10 cities? No. I think there's
who's ever going to Crossville?
Well, at the 127. What's it called? The 127. Yeah. I don't know that I'll stop at all 10 cities. I think there is maybe a little bit of an art to the right 10 cities.
Yeah, like I think so.
You know,
or at
like
least finding the right places in the 10. Well, that's not.
Well, no,
art.
Some 10 cities are bad. Like, so we went, the one we have our trailer parked at right now, it's ours now, by the way. Yeah. it's literally a craft fair.
It does say dibbed it on there.
It's just a craft fair.
I've never got a deal on Skid Row, not once.
Yeah, so there are 10 cities. Like you'll pull up and you'll be like, oh, this is literally just all Scentsy sellers and crafts and stuff like that. So there's bad ones that exist, but look for the ones that have U-Hauls in the parking lot, like Carrie said. Or Kevin said.
Okay, I think there's a big difference between U-Hauls and people who have their own trailers.
Yeah, you don't want somebody who has their own box truck.
That's exactly
that
right.
That is a nuance. I like that.
Totally agree.
Tell me about it. I don't get it.
No, if they have their own box truck, they're real pickers. They're always out.
They're
hunting.
Traveling from place to place to place, selling the same exact
U-Haul,
merchandise.
They're getting rid of stuff from their family or maybe from their storage because
they're done.
Rod exactly.
Still
they
get
rented
deals
that U-Haul.
Me and Rod still get deals from them all the time.
That's different. No.
He has his own trailer for storage units.
Exactly, but he doesn't travel all over the place to sell them. So
they do.
Because
they go to 4 flea markets a week.
Okay,
these guys.
All in the same area, which would necessitate the fact that you're doing storage auctions and whatever. But we're talking about these highway sales all over the country.
Yeah,
there's very few people who are going to buy a trailer. They might already have one in order to sell their stuff.
There are.
But if that person who is in business to flip storage units, they have that trailer because they might cherry pick some stuff and sell it, but they're buying that storage unit. A lot of them collect guns, they collect gold and silver, and they want to sell everything else off. And that's the people you're talking about.
Okay.
But no, I'm not talking about the people that literally go for. I know them. Yeah. We've met these people. Yeah, I've seen them at different sales, and they sell at different sales all
they're
over the country.
They're buying wholesale.
They're nomads.
And I do think Florida is a little different because there's so many flea markets that they have to be a little more desperate. Yeah. You know, whereas like
there's always like a threat of gators too, so they have to be on there. A
lot of gators,
right? But it's a profitable business model down there because there's so many flea markets. It can be your business.
Yeah,
where up where I'm at, there's where are you gonna go? There's what you're gonna go out one day a week to a flea market.
Yeah.
You can't go to six.
Yeah, and you can hit
5 to 6 days
a week in Florida as a flea market seller. So that's a good point.
So essentially, why don't you just go into the storage unit business then? I mean, there's so much down
there. Kevin,
I
am so tempted. I can't tell you.
It's a perfect mixture, ADHD and storage units.
We went and we visited a friend of the show, Kaylin, I think. Was that it? Kaylin?
Yeah,
very
Kaylin.
Nice.
Yeah.
And she was talking to us about her storage stuff. And there's like such huge upside. Also downside to storage containers.
You gotta
but
find
it's
people
so
to get
much work. Like,
You
know, she's done some crazy buys where she's made just tens of thousands
of
dollars.
The joy
and then
of
she's
finding
done
gold bullion and then the despair of getting
poked by a hypodermic needle.
Yeah, well, she's both. She's bought units where, like,
is
who
that
was right? it?
Hypodermic, is that a word?
It wasn't her, but someone else told me about
how they. He knows about needles.
They bought a storage unit that looked all good, but it was, like, fake, and behind it was all trash. Like, yeah, that sort of stuff happens, too. So.
A lot of fake goods, too, in these things, too.
Yeah, so it's risky, but I have always thought, you know, maybe if I just stopped doing theme park content, turn that into a storage unit channel. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh.
Yeah. I just change that channel every week. See what sticks.
What would you name it?
Let's talk the theme park channel. So I don't know if I'm going to keep it or not, and the reason is because it's kind of taking some of the fun out of theme parks, and it's my favorite thing, and like feeling like I have to do theme park content and being at the theme park, and instead of like going and having fun, having to pull out my camera.
That's a good point.
It's like it's hurting the enjoyment of theme park, so I don't know if I'm going to keep doing that or if I'm going to turn that channel into something like the Dibdit Live channel or the Storage Unit channel or I don't know.
That's a good point.
Cannoli write off cannoli.
Yeah, and anything write off cannoli over purchases. Is that a thing? Oh yeah, restaurant reviews. There we go. Yeah, I'll write off all my. Well, I already do that.
But you enjoy. It would ruin eating.
It would ruin eating. You're right. Yeah. I know. Rod, can you grab me a Dr. Pep?
Yeah. Would you grab me one too?
We're just hanging out here.
Somebody asked me like, what do you do to unwind, and what do you do to?
What do you do?
Chokes dogs.
Yeah.
My answer to them was to watch my kids. I love going and watching Turner play baseball, for instance.
Is Reagan have a meet this weekend?
That's it. She does not have one this weekend. Anna, next one is States. She's going to States.
So
it's a cannoli.
Cannoli time! This is half the cannolis we have.
Right. We've already eaten.
Let's do a cannoli review so we can write them off. Oh, they're better now.
Yeah, speaking of, my reseller genie, Code Commonwealth.
Yeah.
They're better because they've softened up a little. The shell. Yeah. Less crunchy.
Exactly. You put them in cold, they'll soften right up. Yeah.
If you put
them in the cold, they'll soften right up.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, by the time this airs, Carrie and Don are going to be home. When are you coming back? When are you moving? Everybody wants to know this. When is Don and when are Don and Carrie moving?
They did a grand tour.
We did a grand tour of a potential location of us living.
Oh, yeah. It was a dumpster. It was literally behind the Publix.
It was, but it was like Publix. It was like a public dumpster. So there's plenty of sandwiches.
Public
they dropped food in.
Plenty
yeah,
of half-eaten sandwiches. Pub subs.
Pub subs. Chicken tenders. Yeah.
But you are convinced, and you've been in Vegas now for a while. Because Vegas, in my opinion, is good picking.
Yeah.
It's good picking.
I like it out here better, but yeah,
it's better in Florida.
Vegas is good in and of itself, but there's nothing outside
of it.
Of
nowhere.
Do you know what it is? I was thinking about this last night when I was pooping, and it was not a great poop. And I'm doing this for that commenter
that
who keeps complaining that we're the poop boys.
Yeah,
Don or whatever.
Yeah, Don.
Who keeps complaining?
Don's
so now I'm bringing
a bit
up poop
of a hater.
More. But no, here's the problem with Vegas. Yes, like you guys said, it's like a city, and it's the only city, and to get anywhere else, it's several hours, but it's also loaded with pickers.
Oh, yeah.
Loaded with pickers. Yeah. And, yeah, Florida's loaded with pickers, but they can drive an hour south, they can drive an hour north, they can change it up if they feel like they've got too much competition any weekend. You are like, Niche Lady is pre-buying everything
Niche Lady, she's filming a video at any given thrift store at any given
there
time.
There is a lot of Vegas pickers, and there's nowhere else they can go. They're just either on one side of Vegas or the other side of Vegas.
Yeah, and we're kind of like fish in a barrel. They're pricing it. We got to buy it. So
and when you're a guy
is...
who cannot wake up before 11, it makes it really hard for Carrie to succeed.
Look,
in Vegas.
I want to be able to stroll.
So how's that going to change in Florida?
Because in Florida, like, you can just go anywhere. You can split up. There's card shows.
No, the waking
up. There's a lot of card shows.
I mean,
here.
The waking up.
Shops.
But it doesn't matter. You can pick.
It's Eastern time.
Dude, a lot of yard
it's
sales.
It's even earlier.
Kevin, a lot of yard sales in Florida, and this is different from North Carolina and Virginia. A lot of them go till 4 or 5 p.m. Like, the yard sales in Florida go later. They really do. These little old ladies.
You guys are going to laugh your butts off in a year when I'm just wearing the short shorts. I'm going to be skinny. I'm going to just have my little Magnum PI shirt with the chest hair, waking up at 6 in the morning, kicking all your butts to all these sales. You guys are going to be a change.
So are you going
to
let him live close enough to you that you would like go pick him up?
I need to be close enough so Dave can come get me, though.
So the property that they toured was one of my dad's properties. He bought this thing right after he retired, cash. It was in foreclosure. It was a dump. It still kind of is a dump. He's been working on it as he has time. Doesn't really, it's paid off. Like, yes, there's carrying costs, but whatever, he doesn't mind. He considers it an investment. So it just sits there, and as he has time, he goes over there and pulls out drywall, puts in new drywall, whatever. And he's been doing this for like 2-3 years. And I, you know, me and my mom are always like, gotta finish it so he can generate income, rent it out, because he wants to rent it out. So I'm trying to get Carrie's movement to finish this thing. I said, Carrie can move here and pay you slightly over market value, and it would still be an upgrade for him, and you would be making money every month on this property if you just finished, because it will take him like 3 months if he actually dedicated. I've helped him some, but I also don't have a ton of time, and he's rarely working on it. So if he needs help, he calls me. I go over there, I hold up drywall, stuff like that. That does happen, but
and you really want to carry that close?
It's a concern. It's a concern, but not really, because we have different hours, so we won't really see each other, right? Yeah. Like, I'll be in bed by 4, and he'll be
It'll
up
be
by
interesting
5.
Interesting to see Dave not wanting to hang out with me at some point.
Well, like, let's think. Okay, so this
we
has
haven't
gone
got
wrong
there
before.
Yet. Surprisingly,
this
We're
has
not
gone
there yet.
This has gone wrong before, right? There was another podcast where the people lived close to each other.
They moved.
Then the show broke up. They did. And it's not even existing anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know about anyone who moved to Ohio from Colorado?
Yeah. There you go.
The show still exists, but it's got different hosts because they battled. Me and Carrie are just like, here's what the way we're going into it. We're okay with not hanging out every day.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What about Carrie getting sick of Dave? Yeah. Like, I don't want to wake up at 6 this morning.
I am so busy that if he wants me to leave him alone completely, I can. I'm very capable
so
of that.
So if it didn't matter...
I'm respectful of Dave's time, but Dave is very nice.
If it didn't matter what time we woke up today, why did my alarm go off at like 5:20?
Why? You want us to tell you why your alarm went off?
Well, yeah, I went off because you said we are leaving.
Did you set it?
If you set it, it goes off, Kevin. That's how alarms work. This isn't complicated. Gosh. So I had to wake up Carrie and Dawn. Dawn slept in. Carrie slept in, and I woke them both up, and I was very nice about it. I jumped on the bed, and I poured hot milk on them.
Yep.
Hot milk.
Mike just turned the
lights on. Mike the Death Piles.
Scalded my nude body.
Were you sleeping nude?
Yeah, no covers.
No, so listen, there's going to be like different things. So Dawn and Carrie are daily going to probably go thrifting. There's some great thrift stores. Mm-hmm. There's great card shops that Carrie and Dawn like. Well, Dawn doesn't like him, but
what's
Carrie
one thing?
Likes.
Like, we're hanging out a lot now because I'm here.
Because he's staying in my house.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is we're going to say, just like me and Rod, hey, you want to go to the flea market together? And we're going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go yard selling with me? And we're going to go. Sometimes I'm going to go with Mama. Great. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to go with Dawn. Like, that's, you're not going to want to wake up at 6, and me and Granny are going to be going to the villages with Rod and his dad. Like, that's going to happen sometimes.
You don't want to hang out with me when I move here. I understand.
and that's just, well, I mean, we both know this is the case, right? So. I would like it. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be cool to have Carrie closer. You know, Carrie's on the OMAD now, so we'll probably be on the beach with rock hard bods by next year.
Boba boys
at the beach.
Non-sugar boba.
Rod's going to come over and be like, guys, you're so buff. How can I get like you? And we'll just be like, don't exercise. Just eat a lot of food, 3,000 calories at 4 p.m.
All the cannolis
you
want.
Exactly.
You
all at
the
same time. Like, we got to stick them again so his tears dry up.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm looking to see. You're in prime season down there right now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Summer's
prime
dead.
Season. So, exactly. So, I can't wait. Like, I want, like, hometown, old school.
Well, this is the
yard
thing.
Sales in,
this
in
is the, thing,
the Old Dominion.
I was thinking
you want
about
fire
Crossville.
On a wire. You want
I want fire on a wire.
Giving you deals.
You got it.
I want to talk Crossville wire, because baby. Crossville is like 100 miles. It's more than 100 miles. 1,000 miles? How long is Crossville? That or 127.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. I mean, top of country to bottom. Got
to
be.
There is literally no reason to pick in the Devil's Armpit called Tennessee in August or Florida or Georgia. It's way too freaking hot.
I mean, seriously,
it
is
hot. It's way too freaking hot. I want the most northern spot
on
that sale. Wherever the northest is, that's where I'm at.
The northest?
I think it's
Michigan.
Let's go to freaking Michigan. I've never been.
Well, it's Katie Reed's, if you're listening. Does it start up there? Is it okay up there?
I
want to
do
it.
Let's do Michigan.
Michigan.
That'd be fun.
You're the first person who's ever said that. Let's do Michigan.
We're going to go
in the summer,
Michigan.
Dude, I bet it's beautiful. I bet it's beautiful in August.
Can you imagine Alabama at the bottom? Oof. Oh. I mean, Tennessee.
I am passing on the Devil's Armpit. I'm not I live there. I
okay,
don't
like it's
up.
Not going to be hot in friggin' Cincinnati in
I
the
wanna
middle of August.
I
want
to Michigan, not Cincinnati.
Okay.
Go up
Let's
by
go.
The Finger Lakes. Is that in
Yeah,
Michigan?
With Truman.
The Great Lakes.
Was it Truman? It was definitely Jim Carrey. German. He's like, I got to go to the Finger Lakes even if I get this job. I don't know what movie that was from.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Was it Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah.
Can I? You might be right. I'm going to the Finger Lakes. But no, anyways, that's my big pitch. I want to go north. Maybe not Michigan. We just need to talk.
That's a long way to Michigan.
Anywhere that's less humid than the Southeast in summer is the goal.
Well, it can't be worse than Florida in August.
That's the Southeast. Florida's in the Southeast.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. Tennessee can't be worse than Florida.
No, it's
so
equal.
It's
equally horrible. That's why I want to go up. Yeah, I want to go up higher. That's okay.
But see, in the summertime where I'm at, there's still sales. And it's hot and it's humid. Still sales.
I think it's fly when the girls stop by for the summer.
For the summer.
I like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Chinese food makes me sick.
And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
LFO, rip. Yeah, did they all die?
Two of them.
So sad.
It's weird.
Thank you for watching Trash to Cash podcast live from the whatever this Georgia sale is.
We're in Warner Brothers, Georgia.
What? Perry, Georgia.
Thank you, Georgia. Wherever
we are. Hey, this is my first time picking a Georgia ever.